today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brother, dear sister, salam. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to, in which we're going to speak about the Holy Quran in life. من الآيات والتفسير ويسقي العقل والتفكير يواكب واقع التغيير يشيد بالوئام صروح يشيد بالوئام صروح صدى يطوف بين الروح سناه على الحياة يلوح مع القرآن حين أعيش عبير الوجد منه يفوح عبير الوجد منه يفوح Let's at first look at the calendar. What date is today? Saturday, 6th of Shawwal, 1446 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, which is corresponding to the 16th of Farvardin, 1404 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of April, 2025 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Chapter Sa'd, verse 29. Of the Holy Quran.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب.
This is a blessed book which we have revealed to you, O Muhammad, that they might reflect upon its verses, and that those of understanding would be reminded.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The Holy Quran is surely blessed. Its recitation, reflection, history, reasoning, story, the samples of sciences, hidden news, similes, bits and forbits, all in all are full of mysteries and secrets. Quran is for contemplation and it is not merely for taking a good omen to its apparent. And contemplation in the Holy Quran is for admonition, else there may happen that the person perceives scientific secrets of the Quran, but it causes his pride.
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ لَنُورٌ
يَتَفَجَّرُ فِي جَنَبَاتِ يَرْفَعُنِي عِنْدَ مَلِيكِ الْخَلْقِ لِأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ
قُرْآنِي نَبْضُ حَيَاتِي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي قرآني نبض حياتي قرآني طهر ذاتي قرآني عصمة أمري قرآني طوق نجاتي
Quran in our life. The Quran serves as a comprehensive guide for Muslims, detailing the purpose of life and the path to spiritual fulfillment. It is believed to be the divine word of Allah, emphasizing the importance of mending the relationship between humanity and the Creator. Of course, through worship, remembrance, and obedience. The overarching message is one of the complete surrender to Allah, promising salvation, paradise, and protection from the torments of hell for those who believe and perform good deeds, while warning of the consequences of disbelief and an immoral lifestyle.
Sayyid Muhammad Ridwi.
Imam Ali alayhi salam was not only talking, he wanted this to, he was dictating it. He wanted somebody to write it down. He says, Wallah, Wallah, I remind you of Allah, I remind you of Allah, fil Quran. Regarding the Quran, لا يسبقكم بالعمل به غيركم. It shouldn't be that others implement the Quran before you. And so then we complain, oh, where is Allah? Well, Allah says, I have certain rules and regulations and I work according to the system. That brings me to, this last passage of Surah Yasin, which we recite every Thursday or whenever we have the gatherings for the marhumin. You know, Surah Yasin basically is considered to be the Qalb al-Qur'an. It is the heart of the Qur'an. The reason why it's called Qalb al-Qur'an because it has the summary of the three fundamental concepts of Islam. One is Tawheed, the other is Nubuwwat, and the third is Qiyamah. However, the sequence in Surah Yasin is not in that way. The earlier part talks about Nubuwwat and Qur'an, and then it comes to Tawheed, and then it comes to Qiyamah and the Day of Judgment. But at the end, you know, ayat number 69 to the end of it, 83, is kind of a summary of the surah. And in summary also the same sequence has been followed. So in that summary, which I consider to be the summary of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by talking about the Qur'an, because the concept of Qur'an being a revelation is part of Nubuwwat. And this is where he says, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشَّعْرُ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ, that we have not taught poetry to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, one of the labels that the mushrikeen used against the Prophet to say that he is sha'ir. You know, he's a poet, and these are not words of God, this is poetry of his own. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here, in a way, you know, responds to that by saying, we have not taught him poetry, nor is it appropriate for him to compose poetry. It's not that he didn't have the ability, he had, but it was not appropriate, because if he starts composing his own poetry, then they will say, see, we said this. So it's not that he didn't have the ability, but he did not ever, compose poetry. And so what is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ وَقُرْآنٌ مُبِينٌ. This is nothing but the reminder for the people and a plain Qur'an. Qur'an is very simple as far as the understanding of the meaning is concerned.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun shining with light, be like a rose spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise, be like the rain, pouring all your love to every.
This is today's special, which notices the universal import of the Holy Quran. It is true that before Islam spread beyond the Arabian Peninsula, Quranic injunctions were obviously directed towards the Arab nation. From the sixth year after the Hijra, the migration of the Prophet from Mecca to Medina, when the deen of Islam was being propagated beyond the peninsula, there are references which demonstrate the Quran is addressing itself to mankind in general. For example, look at verse 6 of chapter 19. Allah says, "This Quran has been revealed to me that I may warn you and whomever it may reach." Allah says, "In truth, this is one of the greatest signs, being a warning unto men." History has demonstrated that Islam has been embraced by a number of leading members of other religions, including the idol worshippers of Mecca, Jews and Christians, and by people from diverse communities, such as Salman of Persia, Suhaib from the Roman people, and Bilal of Ethiopia.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
By the way, one of the tips to improve our understanding of the Holy Quran is studying the basics of the Quran. Before you start your journey to understand the Quran and its meanings, spend some time understanding its basics. For example, search why it was sent down to humanity, by who, in which time, for which people, and what is its end goal. Reading Sirah will make this much easier on you. Islam originates in Quran, for sure, but Prophet Muhammad's life really puts Islam into action. You'll see how he used to behave and what decisions he used to make, as his ultimate reference was the Quran itself.
We focus on the tradition from our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq, may God's peace and blessings be upon him, in which he teaches us one of the etiquette of recitation of the Quran. And by etiquette, we don't mean, for example, having physical purity or facing the Qibla or any of the other, you know, etiquette which are mentioned by scholars before we engage in recitation of the Quran. Obviously, all of these are important, but he guides us to a etiquette, and when we actually are reciting the verses of the Quran, things that should be running through our mind, things that we should be thinking about as we engage in this regular recitation of the Book of Allah. And in this beautiful tradition, the sixth Imam says the following about how we should actually go about reciting the verses of Allah, and he states the following. It is advisable for the person who is reciting the Quran that when he reaches to a verse from the Quran in which there is a request for something, that he asks Allah for that thing. Or when he reaches to a verse of the Quran in which there is talk about the punishment, that he asks Allah for protection from the fire of hell and the punishment. Here the sixth Imam beautifully shows us the importance of, again, not just reciting the book, but rather reciting with reflection, with thought, with contemplation. He clearly shows us that when we recite the Quran and we come across a verse that talks about some benefit, some pleasure, some reward, whether it be this world or otherworldly, that we pause and we ask Allah for that blessing. When we recite verses of the Quran that talk about paradise under, you know, in which people will reside in gardens under which rivers flow, and that they will be given fruits of every kind and whatever they would like would be at hand, we should not just read this verse and skip over it and go on to the next passage, but rather we should stop, think, reflect on that particular verse and ask Allah for what those blessings are that we have just recited. Obviously, this means that we need to understand what we recite within the Quran, because as the sixth Imam is showing us, that this is what we should ask for. And if we don't understand the verses, then we can't be at a level to ask Allah for these things. And on the other side, he shows us when we read a verse about the punishment of Allah, and these are within the Quran in numerous different ways and numerous different wordings, where we are told about the fire of hell, we are told about certain punishments that would be inflicted upon people, we're told of sometimes even punishments within this world if we don't obey commandments. When we come across such verses, we need to stop for a pause and think for a minute that are we doing those actions that Allah is condemning within the Quran?
Oh. That was today's special from IRIB English Radio. We leave you in Allah's care. في أمان الله.
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي